in the divine spirit that His Holiness Satchinandan Maharaj has revealed to us, begging, pleading for faith and honest, genuine devotion. Begging to truly appreciate the position of the servant, of the servant, of the servant. We will, from our hearts, continuously chant the holy names as an offering of worship to Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar in their forms of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. We will go to the various holy places. I really do not know how it's going to be done, but we're going to try. Very small lanes that hardly one person could fit through, and we have almost 2,000. So we're going to be going in a line, procession. There will be some devotees in the prominent holy places calling out what this place is. Many of them have been described in our insignificant lecture. We should bow down to Kundeshwar Mahadev, Lord Shiva, who is the protector of Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. In our hearts, we should beg permission from Guru Vaishnavas and Srila Prabhupada to perform this worship. And in each place, let us offer our love in the form of chanting Hare Krishna in our prayers for humility, faith, and real bhakti, praying to Srimati Radharani for her mercy. And here at Sri Radha Kund, we know the story, how that insignificant fallen jackal received the ultimate perfection. We should be in the mood of that jackal. Shiva Kaur is just close to Radha Kund. You remember the story. The jackal was being persecuted by little kids, stones thrown at it, tried to hide in a hole, but then fire all around him, screaming out helplessly. But Radharani, here at Radha Kund, gives her mercy, sent Gopi to rescue that jackal. And that Gopi brought the jackal to Radharani's lotus feet, and that jackal, with all humility, no prestige whatsoever, really, Trinada Bisuni Chena, just fell at Srimati Radharani's feet, weeping and crying, begging for mercy, helplessly. Srimati Radharani lovingly petted that jackal and gave her eternal service in the spiritual world. That is what Radha Kund is, a place where we are begging for mercy of Sri Radharani. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami. We cannot imitate great souls like Raghunath Das Goswami, but we can try to follow their footsteps. The footsteps is to be absorbed in Krishna's service. How was Raghunath Das Goswami absorbed in Krishna's service? We were describing, he was only eating one little palm full of buttermilk every day, and oftentimes he would forget it. He was so absorbed in his service, chanting the holy names, bowing down 2,000 times a day. He would bow down to Vaishnavas. This is Prayojana Acharya. It's not that Prayojana Acharya, I am Mahant, bow to me. No, he's bowing down. He is the Mahant of Radha Kund eternally. And he's bowing down to 2,000 Vaishnavas every day, 1,000 times to Radha Kund, Radha Shamsundar. Chanting 1 to 2 lakhs every day of the holy names. And just drinking a little buttermilk. For years and years and years he was doing like this. And one time he was very sick. He had stomach disorder. So an Ayurvedic doctor came and took his pulse, made his diagnosis, and took his followers, Raghunath Das Goswami's disciples aside, and said his problem is overeating. Particularly, from what I feel, he has eaten a large quantity of milk and rice and sugar. The disciples were about to just throw this bogus quack out. What nonsense. He just takes a little buttermilk for years. He doesn't eat any milk or sugar or rice. So they went and told Raghunath Das Goswami. And he took the medicine for it, and it worked. And he told him, he started to laugh. And he actually revealed, as humble as he was, is while he was chanting the holy names and deeply, deeply meditating on the supreme Leela of Radha and Krishna, absorption. Now this is absorption. He was actually in his eternal form as a gopi in Vrindavan, Manjari. He was serving Radha and Krishna. And Radharani gave him the remnants. She took Krishna's remnants of kheer, sweet rice, paramana. And then she tasted Krishna's remnants. And then she gave her remnants to Raghunath Das Goswami. It was rice cooked in milk and sugar. And he ate everything she gave. And therefore he was feeling, on the physical platform, he was having indigestion. That is absorption. How do we follow in the footsteps? By trying to be honest and humble and absorb ourselves. Absorb ourselves in hearing Harikatha. Absorb ourselves in whatever service we're doing. Doing it with enthusiasm and with sincerity to please the Vaishnavas. And absorbing ourselves in our prayers. And especially, as Maharaj has taught us, absorbing ourselves in really trying to take shelter of the holy names, like that jackal being burnt by material existence, helplessly, hopelessly begging for the shelter of Srimati Radharani's causeless mercy as we chant Hare Krishna. And if we can even one time bathe in Radha Kund with this type of faith, Rupa Goswami tells us that Krishna will give us love like that of Srimati Radharani. Where else in the world? Prabhupada's great mercy. So in this spirit, we will go to the holy places of Sri Radha Kund and worship Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Madhavendra Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he discovered Radha Kund. We will see the wonderful deities of the original Goswamis. And then we will offer, when we bathe, it's not really just bathing. What bathing really means is offering your body, your mind, your words, and your life as an offering of sacrifice to Sri Radharani and Krishna. That is the spirit that we should bathe in Sri Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. And at this time, His Grace Abhiram Prabhu is going to tell us what in the world he has devised to bring us on this. All you have to do is follow, praying that by Sri Radharani's causeless mercy that you all have an experience that will transform your lives forever.